Senate Rules Redistricting Committee meeting, this date, which is April 12th, 2001. And we are presently at that part of our hearing where we would take testimony from anyone on the concept and topic of redistricting. This is the time set aside where we allow any member of the public to come forward and testify before the Senate Committee on Rules and Redistricting. So if there's anyone in the audience or anyone who could hear my voice who wishes to testify, please come forward. We don't have a sign-up sheet showing anyone. Our sign-up sheet shows that there's no one signed up as of this time. We do have, I believe, Administrator Allen, we do have some written correspondence we want to know for the record. Is that correct?
That is correct, Chair Courtney. We have a email comment from Janet Miltenberger.
Okay.
Email comment from Aaron J. Hill, a letter from Susan Hamilton, and a letter from Harold E. Warner.
So let the record reflect that those several correspondence in writing are now part of the official redistricting record for the Senate Rules and Redistricting Committee. We have also been joined by the good senator from all of Lake Oswego, Westland, and surrounding parts, Randy Miller. Anything else that we'd like to put on the record this time for redistricting? Anyone else wish to enter any comments? Tonight we will be at 6 o'clock at Jefferson High School in Portland. And then tomorrow some of us will be dividing our times between Hillsboro at
9:30
and Gresham at 9:30.
Correct.
At Beaverton at 2:30. Westland at 2:30. That's all tomorrow. Now, though, that we'll be dividing our times that way. So as we reach out to the public to get their input on redistricting and redistricting, and we work very hard at that. Thank you very much. I've just been handed this agenda for today, even though I've already started the meeting, so that's very important.
We've got two no's on the amendments, but you proceed anyway.
Is there anyone else who testify redistricting? Anything else? All right, let's go into, well, recess for a minute because I don't have enough here to do what we got to do now. Now, we're going to immediately go into, we just closed the hearing on redistricting. That is the public testimony because we've taken care of that. So now we're going to go to
Did you approve the map?
We didn't approve. I should have done that, yes.
Right over there.
We've got to run that baby right out. No. We're going to go immediately in a work session on SB 216. There are amendments.
Half of the PUC.
Do you have your amendments, please? Because I know that the senator from Lake Oswego will have questions for Mr. Ted Bunninger, who is going to be our alleged LC on this. I have him specifically here to answer the question you asked me when you were on the roster today. Yes, I do. I do know the answer. I do know it. I do know the answer, but I thought you wouldn't believe it if I told you, so I wanted the ultimate supreme being here to answer your question. And because I have so much respect and admiration for you, I went to the source and the force. Source and force. The source. We're killing time, in case anybody wants to know, because we got to get a fourth body in here, and we don't do anything.
Any chance we can get those ears sitting?
I talked about Easter, but then you'd come up with comments about separation of church and state and things, so I can't do that either. Ted, do you want to start just talking to us now about life?
Did you recess, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I did. I said recess. We're in recess.
No, we're not in recess.
Yes, we are in recess.
We can...
Okay, we don't have to be in recess. We're not in recess. That's funny because that means we're all over the building and I just made a fool of myself. But that's not a
recess.
There's
a subcommittee.
No, we're meeting the public. All right. We are now in a public work session on Senate Bill 216, and we have that bill before us as well as... What?
Okay, just can't take action.
I know that. I know what we can do and we can't do. But we can do something here in a minute, I'll tell you.
Is this not your first sentence?
And we have before us, in addition to 216 Senate Bill, we have before us the Dash 2 Amendments, and we have before us the author of
Now we have four.
All right.
That's trouble.
Senator Miller, before you is the person, would you ask... Senator Miller.
Yes.
Would you please address your question? that you addressed to me earlier today to legislative council who drafted the dash two amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rellinger, the question I had for the sponsor of this bill had to do with the degree of knowledge of the chief petitioner before we hold them liable for gathering some signatures, I guess, or signatures appearing on a petition that shouldn't be there, not qualified, and so forth. And the question is, it seems to me if you found a mistake on a petition that someone who perhaps was at odds with the petition's content or the petitioner, they might just try to haul them off into court and say, well, you should have known better than to hire so-and-so because they always kind of cut corners and some of their signatures haven't been valid in the past, and so we're holding you responsible kind of in an employment situation. The current language, I think, could perhaps allow for that situation. My question to Senator Courtney this morning was, would we be helped out by either expressing this concern or, secondly, adding a word like actual knowledge as opposed to some kind of imputed understanding?
Mr.
Did I
Chair,
mix that question up?
No, I understand. Ted Reitlinger, Legislative Council's Office. The first thing to remember is that this new language about knowledge is only going to apply to violations of rules or law that are subject to civil penalties. So it's not going to apply to anything to which a felony applies now. So to say that the chief petitioner will get hauled into court is probably not accurate, because the only thing that the chief petitioner ultimately could be subject to is the $250 civil penalty that the Secretary of State may impose. As far as the knowledge goes, in drafting this, my presumption was that it meant that the chief petitioner had to have actual knowledge that the activity was occurring or had occurred. So I meant actual knowledge when I wrote just the word knowledge. If you look through the statutes, you'll find that frequently it uses the word knowingly, knowledge, things like that. You can probably find the phrase actual knowledge used in the statute, and if you would like to put that in, it would certainly clarify your intent that you mean actual knowledge and not, you know, should have known. But to me, just the word knowledge is sufficient to communicate that the chief petitioner has to really know that the illegal or the alleged illegal activity is occurring.
So if I might, Mr. Chairman, this would not cover a situation where you would allege that the chief petitioner should have known. And I think we had testimony from one person that's been engaged in this activity that sometimes they tell people, go off and collect signatures. I don't want to know how you do it. All I want are the sheets given back to me that I can hand in to the Secretary of State. Can you kind of divorce yourself somewhat from the activities of collecting those signatures? Or would you suggest that this language would protect, I guess, to some degree, if that's the right word, that kind of instruction, or would shield one from any kind of civil suit or successful civil suit for handing in a petition with a bunch of signatures that shouldn't have been on there?
Mr. Chair, Senator Miller, I think it probably would, because it requires knowledge. Now, you could get into some discussions, I suppose, about whether a chief petitioner who has contracted out to get signatures gathered, those signatures come in, whether the chief petitioner should go through those signature sheets and make sure that the right person signed them on the bottom of the sheet. And you could get into some questions there about whether the chief petitioner should have known or should have identified some violations. I think the way this is written now, however, if the chief petitioner doesn't do that, they're not going to have knowledge, and therefore they're not going to be liable for any activities of the signature gatherer.
So you can dump off all of your responsibilities simply by this disclaimer that I hired these people to go do it. They did what they do. I'm handing in their work product, but I'm not here to tell you that I know anything about how it was done, and don't take responsibility in case any of them are mistaken.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Miller, I think that's the way it works now. If a petition is turned in and one of the signature gatherers has falsified a signature on the bottom of a sheet, for example, I believe the way the system works now is that that person is the one who is responsible. For example, the person who recently was convicted for submitting false signatures on a sheet, it was that person who was liable, hence not the chief petitioner. And I believe that's been the case in several other felony convictions that have occurred where either the wrong person signs the bottom of the signature sheet or the actual signature gatherer falsified signatures. It's been those people individually who have been subject to liability under the election laws and not the chief petitioner.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. And I guess, Mr. Chairman, this is your legislation, so I guess my question then would be to the sponsor of the bill as to whether or not this discussion and the statements of Mr. Reitlinger are consistent with what you intended when you drafted in the bill and the amendments. Is that the kind of, is that the result you like?
Yes, Senator Miller. They are. Those are my results that I wish for. Even though the fact that they're my is my desire, it needs to be joined in by others.
That's right.
Others must. Others must feel the same desire, so to speak.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't have this kind of desire.
Senator Miller moves dash two amendments.
Senator Brown have a comment?
Oh, excuse me.
She's moved up in her chair, and she's getting close to that.
I don't know. I think it might be some other place in a way.
No, Mr. Chair. Senator Miller, I was trying to square your comments today with your comments 2 weeks ago when this bill was first heard, but I wouldn't worry about it.
Senator Miller, would someone do me? I'm listening. I'm giving a signal here.
Yes. Mr. Chair?
Yes. Thanks.
Would you like me to move the dash?
Yeah. I'd like somebody.
Amendments.
Thank you. Senator Miller moves the dash to amendments to SB 216. Thank you, Senator Miller, for getting the feel.
My pleasure.
Coming up with a hankering that I needed so desperately to.
I did this 2 weeks ago.
The amendments are before us. The amendment is before us. Is there any discussion, comments, or concerns about the amendment that is before us?
No, Mr. Chair, I just think I understand the political realities. I just think you are on the right track in the first place.
Okay. Senator Meyer, do you have anything to say? You're just sitting over there looking, of course, you're in a different world, a realm, or a different plateau now, a different zone because of your life. But
you have to be careful.
Just,
be
just move.
Yeah, you've got to be confirmed by this committee. Yeah, you've got to be confirmed by this committee, buddy. Don't forget it in the next days of your life, fella.
And all of the comments are right on target.
It is. are there any objections? It is done.
You want to move the whole bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation?
If that's the urge.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Chairs don't move bills. Chairs wait.
You just got your move.
Oh, Senator Miller moves Senate Bill 216 is amended to the floor.
You know it is a motion. I said you got your move, but it's a motion.
It's a motion. Makes a motion. The bill goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Are there any objections? So be it. Now, is there anything else you want to discuss today? Because that's all there is. Oh, wait, do we have other things?
I recommend that you carry it.
You want me to carry it?
Yeah. Please.
Well, I'd like to have it. Okay, I'll carry it with others. Okay. Now, do we have some other things I have to do here? Oh, yes. That's the internet. We have a work session on possible introduction to committee member measures. Are there any?
We do not.
Well, do we have anything to do now?
We do not.
Well, does anybody want to talk about anything?
No.
Does Craig have any recent pictures?
Does anybody want to say anything to me about wish each other a happy holiday? Why don't you talk to each other? Say
Peter Rabbit, Happy Easter.
Well, but there's,
What did you ditch those ears so fast?
It was embarrassing. Are you kidding me? I turned red as the doggone Santa outfit. It was Christmas. I mean, it was Easter. It's embarrassing.
You're going to start worrying about your conduct on the floor?
Well, all right, we're adjourned.